This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Rick Pauls, the president and CEO of DiaMedica Therapeutics, a clinical stage biopharma committed to improving the lives of people suffering serious diseases with initial focus on acute ischemic stroke, or AIS, and chronic kidney disease. And Mr. Pauls, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity.
You're certainly more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So DiaMedica is currently enrolling for a phase 3 clinical trial for an ischemic stroke treatment that is able to be administered to patients within 24 hours of the onset of symptoms, compared to the current treatment of over 25 years with only a 4-hour window. Can you enlighten listeners on how this science is disrupting the trajectory of stroke therapy?
So as you mentioned, you know, there hasn't been a drug approved for patients who've had an acute ischemic stroke in 25 years. That drug that was approved is TPA activase, and the drug is quite effective, but treatment has to occur within 4.5 hours after stroke onset. So because of the small window and the time it takes for a patient who's suffered from a stroke to get to the hospital to get a CT scan or MRI, to rule out a bleed, less than 10% of patients are being treated today. So with our therapy, our DM199, we have a 24-hour treatment window. So we feel within 24 hours, most patients can get to the hospital, get that CT or MRI scan, and then being able to start therapy. What is quite unique about our story is that what we've been able to do, and sometimes I say the problem we've solved, is manufacturing a synthetic or a recombinant form of a critical protein called KLK1. So patients that have or at risk of stroke have low levels of this protein. It turns out that in Asia, and specifically in China, there's a form of this protein isolated from human urine, has treated 700,000-800,000 patients over the years. And, DiaMedica, by being the first to being able to synthesize a, you know, recombinant form of this protein, we think that now we have a treatment option for, you know, 80% of patients today that who've had a stroke and do not have a treatment option.
Well, I'd say that's certainly some fantastic news right there and some good information to get things underway. Now, DiaMedica's lead candidate, DM199, is a synthetic form of the KLK1 protein, an established therapeutic modality for the treatment of acute ischemic stroke and chronic kidney disease. And a form of human KLK1 isolated from human urine is approved in China for subacute treatment of AIS. As of now, in the U.S., only an IV injection of recombinant tissue plasminogen activator, or TPA, is the standard treatment for ischemic stroke. Can you expand on how DiaMedica's recombinant protein replacement therapy works? That would be great.
Yeah, so the premise is that this protein called KLK1, also called tissue kallikrein, patients who have or at risk of stroke have low levels of the protein. So in simple terms, all we're trying to do here is restoring the levels of this KLK1 protein to normal range. And by doing so, we think we can help to both improve patient stroke outcomes. So improving their, you know, after 90 days by taking our therapy, we think that this could be the difference from a patient being able to walk on their own, you know, eat, use the restroom. As the first component, and the second component, we believe that what our therapy does is reducing the risk of a recurrent stroke. And so approximately, you know, up to, you know, 15% of strokes today in the first, you know, first 90 days are a second recurrent stroke, and these are often the most severe. Coming back to your comment about in China, there's a form of this protein isolated from human urine that has, you know, treated, you know, hundreds of thousands of patients, and really gives us comfort here in terms of the, you know, the efficacy that's being seen, the 200 clinical papers. So what we're doing is, by making a synthetic form, we have a version of the protein that most importantly we can bring to the West, But also in an analogy, what we're doing here is a bit like insulin. So insulin initially discovered in the 1920s, isolated from pig pancreas. And then in the 1980s, Genentech figuring out how to make a synthetic form and then effectively then replacing the animal source of the protein. So very, very similar pathway is what we're attempting to do here with our synthetic, or we also call recombinant form of our DM199 protein.
Now, what I understand is unique about the company's drug and trial design is that you plan to assess two separate clinically meaningful endpoints, stroke recoveries and prevention of ischemic stroke reoccurrence across the same study population. What are the clinical benefits of this structure? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, so for our pivotal trials, for the phase 2/3 pivotal trial that just got started here, this past fall, and you know, importantly, we have two primary endpoints. So the first is looking at the patient's recovery. So we're looking at, you know, basically what's called the modified Rankin score. So we're looking at the proportion of patients that have a score of 0 to 1. In simple terms, means that these patients have fully recovered from their stroke. And our second primary endpoint is looking at the number of patients who've had a recurrent acute ischemic stroke over 90 days. And so we think what's unique about this drug is the potential to both improve their recoveries and to reduce the risk of recurrence. So two really important aspects of the disease that we think our drug could help with patients.
Well, certainly do appreciate your time and joining us here today and for all you're doing as well. Today we're speaking with Mr. Rick Pauls, the president and CEO of DiaMedica Therapeutics, a clinical stage biopharma committed to improving the lives of people suffering serious diseases with initial focus on acute ischemic stroke and chronic kidney disease. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, DiaMedica is currently enrolling at 10 clinical trial sites across the country. Why is it advantageous for listeners to know which local hospital is participating in the first new ischemic stroke treatment in 25 years? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so actually, in fact, we have 10 sites under contract, and we're planning up to 70 sites across the U.S., and so we think that this could be the first treatment for patients, approval therapy in 25 years for stroke. And so how we see that is that first and foremost, patients who've had a stroke, and if they're eligible to enter our study, it's important to know that first and foremost, we believe that our treatment therapy will be safe. So this protein is simply restoring a protein in deficit. Up to date, our treatment has been generally well safe and well tolerated. We also have an extensive understanding of how the form of this protein isolated from human urine in Asia has been treated. But if a patient is fortunate enough to, unfortunate, I guess, to have a stroke, but then fortunate enough to join our study, first we think that if there's there'll be a 50-50 percent chance that the patient is on drug versus placebo. But if they are on drug over 90 days, this could truly, be the difference in the patients having a full recovery or having to have extensive, physiotherapy and impairment of their previous ability with their speech, with their ability to walk, eat and related. And then the second component that maybe even more important that, these patients should be very concerned about is that risk of having a second reoccurrent stroke. And so if a patient is, again, was on our treatment arm of the study, and being able to avoid that risk of a reoccurrent stroke, these are the strokes that are often most damaging. From our phase 2 trial that we completed, there were 13% of patients on placebo that had a reoccurrent acute ischemic stroke over 90 days. And in fact, with the DM199 group, there were none. So we actually had prevented the risk of recurrent stroke in that study.
Certainly some great news on that front, and thanks so much. Lastly, the FDA granted fast-track designation to DM199 for the treatment of AIS in September of last year. Fast Track is a process intended to facilitate the development and expedite the review of investigational drugs for the treatment of serious or life threatening conditions where there is a significant unmet medical need. What are the next steps here, and what timeline are we looking at for phase three data?
Yeah, so our guidance is that we're currently in the pivotal trial of approximately 350 patients in total. We are intending to have an interim analysis after 40%, so after about 140 patients have completed the study. And the guidance we have out right now is that we'll have that interim analysis sometime next year, and then that'll be followed by the completion of the study. And if all goes well, then looking at getting this onto the market, and important, getting this to patients who are suffering and suffered from an acute ischemic stroke.
Mr. Pauls, once again, we really do appreciate your taking out a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. If listeners wanted to get more details on DiaMedica Therapeutics, where's the best place online to get further details?
Yeah, sure. So our website, www.diamedica.com, and we've got a wealth of information that your listeners can learn more about our company.
Sounds good, and we'll also include that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Pauls, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
And thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Rick Pauls. He is the president and CEO of DiaMedica Therapeutics, a clinical stage biopharma committed to improving the lives of people suffering serious diseases, with initial focus on acute ischemic stroke and chronic kidney disease. And for all the details, simply visit DiaMedica.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.